This week, researchers released a report on LGBTQ plus students at schools in the United States. It found that almost all LGBTQ plus students who were questioned reported hearing offensive comments about their sexuality or gender identity. The GLSEN 2019 National School Climate Survey noted that they reported hearing comments such as, "That's so gay," on school playgrounds and in college dining halls. GLSEN is a national education and support group for members of the LGBTQ plus community. Teachers set up the group to provide support to individuals facing a hostile climate in school. LGBTQ plus is short for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer or questioning. The 2019 National School Climate Survey involved 16,700 students, all of them members of the LGBTQ plus community. They were questioned between April and August of last year. Just under 99% of those between 13 and 21 years of age reported hearing critical comments about their sexuality or gender identity. Almost 92% said the things they heard had made them feel distressed. Aiden Cloud attends a small private school in Nashville, Tennessee. The 17-year-old student said that his teachers are not open to talking about LGBTQ plus issues. "Even though there are a lot of queer students at my school, just as there are at any school, there's a very big lack of visibility. It feels very isolating," said Cloud. Discussing LGBTQ plus issues in schools has led to fierce criticism in other countries. Last year, some parents in Britain protested the discussion of sexuality and gender identity in local schools. The GLSEN report surveyed students in all 50 U.S. states, as well as the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, American Samoa, and Guam. The results show that homophobia was common within educational organizations. More than 95% of those taking the survey said that they had heard hurtful comments about LGBTQ plus students at school. More than half the students reported hearing such comments, threats, or experiencing name-calling because of their sexual identity. 11% reported physical attacks because of their sexuality, the report noted. Eliza Byard is the executive director of GLSEN, a group formerly known as the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network. She said that the results show the need to continue to deal with the problem. "This is a very significant wake-up call about how the progress we've won is directly under attack." However, Byard notes that the situation now is very different from the past. "Where we are now is so different from where we were 20, 25 years ago in terms of how much better things are. On the other hand, where we are is clearly still unacceptable." One action GLSEN plans is No Name-Calling Week from January 18th to the 22nd, 2021. The aim of the week is to end name-calling and abuse in schools. Its organizers want students to learn how to be kind to one another. I'm Jill Robbins.